The quieter you become, the more you can hear. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, our friend Charlie from Charisma on Command revealed 7 great benefits he gained from doing a 30-day meditation challenge. Enjoy.
You have heard probably a million times by now about the incredible effects of meditation. It's supposed to increase the amount of gray matter in your brain, improve cognitive performance, walk your dog, it slices and dices, it's supposed to do absolutely everything. But if you are like me, you've struggled with it. I know that every single time I've sat down to meditate, and I've tried many, I find myself so bored and I don't get any of those awesome benefits. But I figure I run a personal development channel, I have to try this. So I'm gonna give it 30 days, and if I don't like it, I'm done forever. So this is what happens, 7 surprising things after 30 days of meditation. And the first thing that genuinely shocked me is that about 2-3 weeks in, I began to really enjoy meditating. And this was something that I looked forward to when I woke up in the morning, which is typically when I did it. It's something that I enjoyed while I was doing it. But really, it was the effects later, as I was just carrying on throughout my day, that were the most useful. And this brings me to point 2, which is the type of meditation that you do really matters. Meditation isn't this monolithic thing where there's only one way to do it and you're clearing your thoughts. First off, you're generally not trying to clear or stop thinking in any kind of meditation. But second, there's so many different kinds and they have different results. There's guided versus unguided, eyes open, eyes closed, sitting, laying down. There are different mantras that you can have. And these all have subtly different effects on your life. So it depends on what you're trying to get out of meditation, what kind is going to be right for you. And if you've tried one kind and been like, not for me, that doesn't mean you want to throw meditation out entirely. Which brings me to the third point. The style of meditation that I found had the fastest results in my life was guided meditation. And this is often considered a beginner's style of meditation because it really does get you those results faster. Guided means that there's a person, in my case, there was an app that had a track, and I was working on gratitude because gratitude just feels good. So for 30 days, I listened and focused for 5 minutes on things that I was grateful for. And I found myself in my life in stressful situations when somebody was late or just I might have been peeved going, you know what? I'm really lucky, even though he's late, to have this friend. Or even though he is late, it's pretty cool that I have this cell phone and I can call him. Or you know what? My heart is still beating. That's amazing. I'm alive. Thank you, heart. I haven't had to do anything to make that happen. And as cheesy as it sounds, these little interruptions in those moments of stress do make your day better. But the thing that I probably liked the best from the guided meditations was a focus on joy. Now, we tend to think of joy as something that is ours. Either something good happens to us, we're joyous, or something bad happens and we're not. But the meditation encouraged you to focus on the joy of other people. So I found myself walking around, I live in Santa Monica, it's pretty crowded outside, and just looking at people and going, wow, you have someone whose hand you're holding. Looks like you're in love, that's awesome. Or wow, you've got a pretty cool beard, dude, I can't grow a beard, that's amazing. Whatever it was, I was able to tap into moments of happiness for other people, whereas previously I might have been jealous that that guy had a cool beard, or it's just critical in some other way. It conditioned me to see the good in other people, which just created more happiness and joy in my own life. Which brings me to the fourth thing. This was probably the most unexpected of everything, and it's that mindfulness meditation, I believe, increased my athletic performance, at least when it comes to jump roping. So I jump rope a handful of times a week. I do about 20 minutes of it, and at the end, when I'm really tired, I do 30 seconds of double unders. Now, normally I get in that 30 seconds 30 to 40, but I had just meditated. I'd done a mindfulness meditation, which is I would sit down, eyes open, I found tremendously helpful for me not falling asleep, in a chair, staring at a wall. And I would just allow thoughts to come and go while I observed them. I would observe how my body felt. Wouldn't try to change it, would just kind of sit there and go, okay, that's my arm against my body. That's the feeling of my arm against my leg, my butt on the seat, whatever it was. So I'm jumping rope right after this, and I feel that feeling of burn start to kick in, and the feeling of I don't want this. And normally I go, okay, just 5 more minutes, you're almost done, you're almost done. And instead I went, you know what? Dive into that feeling. What does the burn in your forearm really feel like? What is that tightness in your back? And as I went into this, I got taken out of that trying to finish jump roping. And so finally, when it came time to do the double unders, I was counting, but almost in a just, you know, not paying attention, not trying to break a record. And I just did. I hit 50 when I normally do 30 or 40. And I wasn't spent or destroyed by the end of it. And I think it's because in athletic endeavors, so many times it's the fear of more pain that stops us from doing the best that we could. So I haven't read studies on it, but if you are in some kind of sports performance that requires mental grit, I think that mindfulness meditation could likely be very, very useful to you. Another thing, number five, which mindfulness meditation is probably going to do for you, which it did for me, is it showed me the nature of my compulsive, addictive thinking. We are all problem-finding machines, even more than we're problem-solving machines. There's something all the time that we are trying to right, fix, what's not working here. And as I sat down to meditate, I realized how often and in how many ways I did this. But the useful thing was that it kind of, in some ways, started to liberate me slowly from some of those addictive thought patterns. So for instance, one day, I had probably spent most of the morning waiting on a support ticket back for a piece of software that we use to run Charisma on Command. And I was frustrated. I was checking every 5 or 10 minutes. Where are they? Where are they? Where are they? I said, you know what? I'm just going to meditate. Did a mindfulness meditation for about 20 minutes. And then I didn't check it for another hour, and then another 2 hours. And it seems subtle, but that allowed me to get some work done, and it created a peace of mind. And eventually, of course, they did solve our problem.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.